Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word.
Come on, y'all. Let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
Yeah.
You need relief. You're tired of the pressure.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
I haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over. Leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
It's your girl, Be Inspired, and you're tuned in to my girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It's Miz J, and you have locked yourself into the best inspirational morning show ever. Miz J in the morning. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com Mondays through Fridays, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. And we are now featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good morning, good morning, good morning. No matter where you are in the world, I am grateful for you. I am thankful to start my day the right way, right here on Miss J in the morning, where we OD on positivity. We focus on all things that are good. Those of us who are on the West Coast, it may be raining outside. It may be cold and windy and cloudy, and you may think that there is no way out, no way out of the rain. As soon as you step out, you feel wet, you feel tired, you don't want to get out of bed, you don't want to go to work, but I need you to change your perspective. Go dance in the rain. Have an awesome time in the rain. Know that the rain washes away all the debris, all the pollution. It helps the smog. It helps clear the air. It helps the trees to grow, which produces better oxygen. We need the rain in our earth. We need the rain in our lives. Sometimes we may go through some things, but it helps us to grow stronger. It helps us to grow in our faith. It helps us to grow in our prayer lives. It helps grow us closer to the God that we love to serve. We get so busy in our lives, sometimes we do tend to forget. Have you ever just had a meal and you forgot to say a quick prayer over your meal? And by the time you thought about it, you didn't ate the whole thing. So you're like, well, God, go ahead and bless it. We don't even take the time before we open our mouths to eat because our mind is constantly going. We're constantly focusing on what we got to do, what we need to do. That sometimes he will bring rain in our lives to remind us he is God and he is sovereign, and we need to take time to acknowledge him and thank him for even the rain. So let's be thankful for the rain on this day. If you're on the East Coast and you're experiencing some snow, there are still people that are recovering from Hurricane Sandy. The weather gets kind of crazy on the East Coast because we got the hot air and the cold air combining and doing crazy things. And sometimes you guys are experiencing that in your life. You got hot air and you got cold air combining in your life. You got some great things going on. You got some pressures going on, some heated things going on in your life. And sometimes you might feel like you're crazy. You might be experiencing a hurricane in your life, but you have to understand that there is peace, there is calm in the middle of the storm, in the eye of the storm, right in the heart of it, right in the center of it. There is peace, there is calm, there is God. So no matter what you're going through in life, just know that there is always a place where you can find peace, you can find calmness, you can find stillness. You have to just find your center, get there, and sit still. Sit still and let God be God. Those of you who have already experienced that, now you're afraid to get up and get out because you don't want to experience another storm. You need to snap up out of that. Just at the top of the show, we had Mary with Get Up. It's time to get up. You can't sleep. Ephesians 3 in the Holy Bible will tell you there is a time for everything. There's a time to just sleep and do nothing, but there's also a time to get up. You got to get up. Those of you, no matter where you are in the world, those of you who are listening today, the day has already started. It started before you even woke up. So now you've already lost time. Time is a terrible thing to waste. Don't waste your time. Get up. Right after that, we had Jessica reading, put it on the altar. When you get up, every burden you have, every worry you have, every concern, anxiety, fear, put it all on the altar. The altar is a place where you meet God. The altar could be in your closet, in your room, in a corner, in the bathroom for some of us. Come on, keep it real. Could be in your kitchen, in your family room, dining room. You can have a separate prayer room. It could be in your car. The altar is where you go to sacrifice, to lay low, to let it go, to meet God. Put it all on the altar. And once you do, we had our girl Demita Hatton telling you, don't look back. You make up in your mind that I put it on the altar. It's too much for me to handle, so now God has to handle it. So now I'm not looking back. I'm moving forward. Keep moving forward. We are moving forward in the show right here, Miss J in the Morning, ODing on positivity. Good morning to everybody who is continuing to call in. The switchboard is lighting up. Those of you who have called in, send a text message to everybody. Tell them to call in this morning, 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening on your computer, I'm grateful for you, too. You can log in to blogtalkradio.com/MizJProductions. You can also listen on iArtistRadio.com. Make sure you stay connected to our website, www.MizJProductions.com. Find out when we air in your area. We are expanding. Great new things coming up this year. Great new things happening in our lives right here, Miss J in the Morning. We are excited about it, and we feel great. So we're going to get right back into some music. And I'll be right back after that. Got some more nuggets to share with you to help you on this beautiful, gorgeous, rainy, cloudy, snowy, cold day. I feel good, y'all. Right here with Fred Hammond. We'll be right back.
Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Promise to me.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
God is the ruler of all things. Life ain't as hard as it seems. He said, have faith and believe. Now I know that I'm ready.
Know that I'm ready.
Things in life may hurt, but he want us to fulfill his word. Spread his word down here on earth. I'm ready to go.
Keela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Making it happen right here, Miss J, in the morning, right before the commercial break. That was Markeela Walker, God's soldier, a young, powerful, anointed, 18 years old, already declaring to the world she is ready to go. She said, tell me when to go. God's soldier, right here, Miss J, in the morning. Make sure you log on to Facebook One Girl Gospel Management. Also, log on to their website, artist-onegirlgospelmgmt.com. Shout out to my girl, Cynthia. That's the manager, head sister in charge, CEO, doing it big, doing it awesome. JDKT will be on midday in the morning this month, so make sure y'all stay locked. Make sure you stay connected midday in the morning, Kingdom Business. That's how we do it. OD and O positivity every day, all day, right here with your girl, me, Ms. J. It's Ms. J in the morning. Good morning to everyone. So grateful for those of you who have tuned in. Excited every single time I get the opportunity to share with you the things that I go through. I don't get on the air just to talk about a whole bunch of stuff that I heard. I don't research different quotes, unless it's something in particular that I want to share, but I don't sit and write a script out, and this is what I'm going to say to you guys. I truly get on air passionate to share things with you, share my experiences with you, share what I know, share what I've learned, share what I've experienced, share what I've seen, share what I believe and feel to help push you, probe you, encourage you, force you to OD on positivity. No matter what you're experiencing in life, I done been to the low, low. I done been to the high, high. I am not ashamed of my life. I've been homeless. I've slept in cars before. I've been unemployed, right down broke, no shoes, don't know when I'm going to eat. I've been in places where I had money, had clothes, forgot I even had. Looked in the back of the closet, there's tags. Ain't even put the clothes on, just bought them because I could. Done had multiple jobs, was self-employed at 24 years old. I've been all over the scale. I've been sick. I've been ill. I've been well. I've been wealthy. I have wisdom. I've experienced a lot in my short time here on earth, but with all that, I've gained the knowledge, the experiences, the wisdom to let people know that no matter what you're going through, God never leaves you, nor does he forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even when I went through what I felt was the worst things that I can experience in life, I can say that the only person that was truly there was God. The only one that truly comforted me was his Holy Spirit. That's a gift that he gives out to all people, no matter where you come from, no matter what you did in your life, no matter what your mama and daddy did, you still have access to the greatest gift, the comforter, the one who guides you. You know, you say, man, something told me not to come here today. That's the Holy Spirit. If you don't want to acknowledge it, it's okay for now, but every time welcome. Sovereign, he is Lord, and I am not ashamed of the gospel. Right here, Miss J, in the morning. I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to share the good news. I'm here to make sure that you have the best life that God has prepared for you and receive all the blessings, all the promises that he has for you through the best in inspirational music, inspirational events, inspirational word. Inspiration is what it is that you need in your life. You need some positivity. You done tried food. Some of y'all done tried alcohol, drugs, pain pills. You done went to the gym. You done beat up the punching bag. You done tore up the treadmill. You done starved yourself. You done lost weight, and you still stressed out. So what the doctor told you, oh, if you just lose some weight and get on a nice, healthy regimen, now that's all great. But they said that's the thing that you needed to get the stress down. Now you're doing what the doctor told you to do, and you still feel uneasy. You still feel stressed out. And the reason why you do it is because you're not focused on the right thing. It's all in your mind. By the renewing of your mind, you have to renew your mind every day. You got to get up and remind yourself of the positive things, the great things. You can be very healthy, have a great family, husband, wife, kids, grandma, dog, cat, and the fish. You got the great job, and you're still miserable. We have multi-billionaires killing themselves, committing suicide, because they're focused on the wrong thing. They're focused on making sure they don't miss. They have anxiety. They're worried. They're scared. They're fearful of people, what people think, what people are going to say, and I can't do this, and if I lose this, oh, my God, I can't buy my kids the game that they want for Christmas. Oh, I told my kids that they can get 5 things for Christmas. I'm only going to be able to get 2. It was Black Friday, and I didn't get to spend any money, and you guys are focused on all this mess that has nothing to do with your life. If you never buy anything else on a Black Friday, you will be okay. If you never do it on a White Tuesday or a Pink Thursday, it is okay. Focus on your life, what God has given you. Take time to sit down with your family and do absolutely nothing. A lot of times we look at the next generations and the kids and we wonder, why are they so crazy? These kids always into it. Well, how did they do it? How did they learn it? They did it by watching us. You're driving on your cell phone, texting on your cell phone. You can't turn your cell phone off, never have. It's always with you. If you lose your cell phone, you're sitting there stressing. You're about to kill everybody in the house because you can't find your cell phone and forgot you left it on the back of the toilet. And now you're mad at everybody in the house, but you wonder why when your kids turn 10, the number one thing they ask them for Christmas is a cell phone. And you, I know he's crazy. I ain't paying another cell phone bill. Well, of course it's valuable. It's something that mommy and daddy can't live without. So, of course, I want it too. I don't know why I got to share this with some of y'all, but I really feel led to let y'all know that they're looking at you. Lead by example. That old school saying, do what I say, not as I do, it didn't work for you. It ain't going to work for them. And if you don't have any biological children, there are still children that you are affecting every day indirectly. You don't even know. I'll share this quick story with you. I remember I was attending a church in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was doing an awesome work out there, there for forever and a day. And this was before I joined my church years ago, my church, New Birth, out there in Lithonia, Georgia. But I was attending another church and doing some great things out there in Atlanta, Georgia, and there was a few girls that I would say hi to every time I came in, and I used to have this wild, crazy hair, and I used to just wear my hair up, wear it crazy, it was just bone straight, and I used to just wear my hair up in like a top knot, and I would just wear it crazy, and most of the time I did that because I was just lazy. I was a college student at the time, and I was just lazy. It wasn't a fashion statement or anything. And next thing I know, I've noticed a couple of girls were wearing their hair the same way. And then the girls that would say hi to me all the time, they start wearing their hair like that. And then I would come back to church and a few more girls would wear their hair like that intentionally. And I didn't know, like, okay, is it just me or is everybody wearing their hair like I wear my hair? Have y'all experienced that before? Well, now all of a sudden they're doing things that you did, and it wasn't anything, a statement that you were trying to make. It wasn't anything that you encouraged them to do, but they're watching you. They see things, and they're going to pick something that they like and they can grasp onto to mimic and to mock. So what do they see in you? Is it the addiction to the cell phone? Is it addiction to shopping, addiction to going out to eat, addiction to Facebook? You don't want your kids on Facebook, but you on there on your phone and on your computer while you at work. They look on your page, and you've been on there the whole time you at work, but you telling them while they at school they need to get off of Facebook. Come on, y'all. We got to be real. I'm going to let that go ahead and simmer down. I'm going to let y'all digest all of that that I just gave you right here, Miss J, in the morning. I'm going to push you, force you, probe you to be the best, the greatest, all that God has created you to be right here while we OD on positivity. We're going to get into some spoken word, another spoken word artist by request. We're going to go ahead and get into that, get some music going. Right after that, we have the area code check-in. So I want y'all, while y'all listening, to go ahead and send a quick text message. Tell everybody to call in, 714-816-4743. Those of you who are listening on your computer, call in. Get in where you fit in. If you hear a busy signal, call right back. You got to get in where you fit in, 714-816-4743. Spoken word break, and right after that, we've got the area code check-in. It's time to rep your city. Here we go.
What if I told you Jesus came to abolish religion? What if I told you voting Republican really wasn't his mission? What if I told you Republican doesn't automatically mean Christian, and just because you call some people blind doesn't automatically give you vision? I mean, if religion is so great, why has it started so many wars? Why does it build huge churches but fails to feed the poor? Tell single mom God doesn't love them if they've ever had a divorce, but in the Old Testament, God actually calls religious people whores. Religion might preach grace, but another thing they practice, tend to ridicule God's people, they did it to John the Baptist. They can't fix their problems, and so they just mask it, not realizing religion's like spraying perfume on a casket. See, the problem with religion is it never gets to the core. It's just behavior modification, like a long list of chores. Like, let's dress up the outside, make it look nice and neat. But it's funny, that's what they used to do to mummies while the corpse rots underneath. Now I ain't judging, I'm just saying, quit putting on a fake look. Because there's a problem if people only know that you're a Christian by your Facebook. I mean, in every other aspect of life, you know that logic's unworthy. It's like saying you play for the Lakers just because you bought a jersey. See, this was me too, but no one seemed to be onto me. Acting like a church kid while addicted to pornography. See, on Sunday I'd go to church, but Saturday getting faded, acting if I was simply created to just have sex and get wasted. See, I spent my whole life building this facade of neatness, but now that I know Jesus, I boast in my weakness. Because if grace is water, then the church should be an ocean. It's not a museum for good people, it's a hospital for the broken. Which means I don't have to hide my failure, I don't have to hide my sin. Because it doesn't depend on me, it depends on Him. See, because when I was God's enemy, and certainly not a fan, He looked down and said, I want that man. Which is why Jesus hated religion, and for it He called them fools. Don't you see, so much better than just following some rules? Now let me clarify. I love the church, I love the Bible, and yes, I believe in sin. But if Jesus came to your church, would they actually let Him in? See, remember, He was called a glutton and a drunkard by religious men. But the Son of God never supports self-righteousness, not now, not then. Now back to the point, one thing is vital to mention. How Jesus and religion are on opposite spectrums. See, one's the work of God, but one's a man-made invention. See, one is the cure, but the other's the infection. See, because religion says do, Jesus says done. Religion says slave, Jesus says son. Religion puts you in bondage, while Jesus sets you free. Religion makes you blind, but Jesus makes you see. And that's why religion and Jesus are two different claims. Religion is man searching for God, Christianity is God searching for man. Which is why salvation is freely mine, and forgiveness is my own. Not based on my merits, but Jesus' obedience alone. Because He took the crown of thorns and the blood dripped down His face. He took what we all deserve. I guess that's why you call it grace. And while being murdered, He yelled, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Because when He was dangling on that cross, He was thinking of you. And He absorbed all your sin and He buried it in the tomb, which is why I'm kneeling at the cross saying, come on, there's room. So for religion, no, I hate it. In fact, I literally resent it, because when Jesus said, it is finished, I believe He meant it.
Lord, this is a song to give You thanks. Help me express myself, Lisa.
For every time You protected me when I didn't know.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Rod Ush out of Atlanta, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning.
When I was 4 years old, I was diagnosed with cancer. While giving birth to my son, I died.
From Kuwait through Baghdad, when a convoy ahead of us was attacked, soldiers were killed.
The doctor didn't know if I was going to live.
I lost nearly 90% of the blood in my body.
They had to amputate my leg to get the cancer. I am now 11 years old.
Me and my unit are here today.
God,
because God, my hero,
our
my hero,
saved
my life.
Whoa.
Healer, deliverer, protector, provider. He is the hero.
Yeah.
I'm a hero.
You are my hero. You came and saved the day. You saved the day.
This is Stacia from Atlanta, Georgia, and whenever I need to OD on positivity, I'm always listening to Miss J in the morning.
Live worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OD. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show, blogtalkradio.com/Miz-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
Make sure you log on, stay connected right here, Miss J in the morning. Thank you to everybody who continues to tune in every single day. Those of you on the East Coast, shout out to DJ Abnormal. We are now featured on iArtistRadio.com Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you log on. Download the iTunes app. It's hot. You can download on your iPhone, your Android, your tablet, however you download your apps. Log on to iArtist.com. Download the iTunes app. You can listen 24/7, the best in R&B, hip-hop, soul, neo-soul, morning inspiration, of course, your girl, Miss J, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Miss J in the morning. Y'all know how we do it Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, right here, blogtalkradio.com/Miz J Productions. Those of you who have tuned in, it is time for the area code check-in. Y'all want to get in on this real quick? Go ahead and dial 714-816-4743. It is a time for me to say thank you to everybody around the globe who tunes in every morning. I promise y'all, I get shivers when I open my inbox and I have direct messages, Facebook messages, even emails and tweets from people in South Africa, Japan, and in the UK saying, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Loved your show. Great song. Who was that that you played? And I'm like, how did y'all even know? Because I didn't know that I was even reaching y'all out there. It is truly an honor and a blessing to be able to reach people around the world, to change the world for the positive. I love it, and I'm grateful for it. Those of you who have called in, I see the switchboards are still lighting up. Y'all trying to get in real quick. I love it. I love it. It's time for the area code check-in. Y'all know how we do it, Miss Day in the morning. Here we go. 209-916-0404-770-501-408-661. Woo! 313-0818-510-310-31. Did I get 313 already? 917. That's how we do it. 602. I almost missed you. I'm so grateful. Another one just called in. 864. I'm loving everybody who's trying to get in real quick. 209, y'all know y'all still got it popping. I see y'all popping up trying to get in. Shout out to everybody who continues to call. Those of you listening on your computer, you're a Mac, a PC, you got HPs right here. I got my HP. Where are my HPs at? I love my HP. I love my HP laptop. Got the Pavilion G6. I got to get an upgrade, but y'all know I'm doing great things with what I got right now. If you're faithful over little, he'll make your ruler over much. Those of you who got Dells, shout out to the Dells, the Acers, the tablets. However you called in, shout out to everybody with Android. I've still got an Android. Those of you got Androids, I'm still Android. I don't know. I might switch over to the BlackBerry and iPhone. I don't know. Shout out to iPhone. Shout out to all the cell phone carriers. Just a quick, a brief note. You know, I got to set it to show myself approved, and I keep up with what's going on Wall Street and all the people that's doing what I want to do. You got to go ahead and get in where you want to be. For those of you looking to do some great things in business, you got to start reading the newspaper, get yourself educated, watch something other than BET or MTV. You got to watch the news. You got to stay up on what's going on in the world. So we have consumer reports at the end of the year. Everybody sends in their reports on who did the best this year, who was the greatest, and all that. So who do y'all think is the best cell phone carrier out there? Who do you think is the best? I know everybody got Metro PCS. That's on lock. Metro is, I don't care how much money you got, how little money you got, everybody got a Metro PCS somewhere around this world. Everybody loves T-Mobile. Everybody got an iPhone, AT&T on lock, Boost Mobile, Virgin Mobile, Verizon, Sprint. Everybody got it on lock, but who do you think did the best? With the iPhone and everything going on with Apple and so much going on, I thought it was AT&T. And I was wrong. I said, okay, it's not AT&T, so it got to be Metro PCS because things going on in the economy and people trying to save money, it got to be Metro PCS. And I was wrong. Unbeknownst to me and a lot of you out there who don't know who it is, Verizon. Verizon is still on top. Verizon still got it on lock. This year has the best in sales, also got voted with the best in customer service. And I thought for sure Sprint was going to get it in customer service. I used to be with Sprint, miss some, might go back, depending on the phone that I get. But Verizon had it on lock, so congratulations to Verizon being the best in 2012. So who got it in 2013? We going to see. Y'all give me a shout-out, however you called in. I'm grateful for you all who called in and listened. And those of you who still got home phones and you calling, I'm grateful for you, too. Love you all. It's the end of the show. It's always bittersweet. Y'all know why, because I hate to leave you. But I'm grateful that I've given you nuggets, given you tools to go through and conquer this day. Receive everything that God has for you on this day. Receive all the blessings, even the challenges. Go head up. Tell God I am ready. We are God's soldiers right here. Miss J in the morning. I'm going to leave you with this great song. Don't worry about nothing, because me and my boy J Moss is telling you God's got it.
Talk. Yo, P. Hey, ready. It's the new swag, baby.
Woke up this morning and I told myself, not going to worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta
work.
Whoa,
he's gotta
work. Yeah,
he's gotta
work. Whoa,
he's gotta
work. Yeah,
check it out. Why?
Looking for jobs, no one looking for God. I know that you heard.